Support for The Common comes from the law firm of Davis Malm. Whether you're a private business, a public company, a municipality, a nonprofit, or in-house counsel, their business attorneys help achieve your short and long-term goals. DavisMalm.com, DavisMalm.com. Support for The Common comes from Bluey's Big Play. Join Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili in their first ever live stage show, a fun-filled show made for the whole family at the Box Center Wang Theater, May 18th and 19th. Tickets at boxcenter.org.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Today, I'm talking to Michelle Ward Gillis. She's the Division Director for Community Education and Outreach for NAMI Massachusetts. That's our state branch of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We're going to talk about the things we can do to support our own mental health during the holiday season and the winter more broadly. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So before we get into it, just tell us a little bit about NAMI Massachusetts.
Yeah, absolutely. NAMI Massachusetts is a grassroots organization. We are part of the larger national NAMI organization. And our mission really is to provide education, support, and advocacy for people and families impacted by mental health conditions across the state. Pretty much all of our programming is free. We offer support groups, educational classes, presentations. We have a helpline called Compass. And all of these are great free resources for people and families anywhere in the state.
Understood. So let's get into it. Like I said before, it's the holidays, usually a time for joy and celebration, but it can also be really stressful and challenging. In your experience, what can make this time of year tough for people?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many different things that can turn the happiest time of year into the most stressful time of year. Mm-hmm. And those things can be different for every person. But, you know, work obligations, you know, a lot of times this is the time of year everything's wrapping up at work. Family obligations, if you have kids, you know, there's all sorts of stuff happening with kids at this time of year. And there's just a lot of traditions around the holidays that can feel like a lot to keep up with in a really, really small amount of time, which is why it's really helpful to think proactively about kind of different boundaries and different kind of ways that you can plan ahead to help the holiday season feel a little less stressful or at least a little more intentional.
Right. And you bring up a big word, boundaries. You know, I'm definitely thinking about people who are going to visit family. Maybe they're hosting family or even friends. And, you know, you bring up work, right? Maybe there's a supervisor trying to get more work out of you before the end of the year. You know, how can people set those boundaries to protect their peace of mind?
Yeah. So I think first, it's really important to acknowledge that everybody is different, so different things are going to work for different people. I think a first really helpful step is to really identify your own needs. Like, think about previous holiday seasons, like what was difficult, what was most stressful, what did you enjoy? Like, what was positive? Write down those thoughts, those feelings, and kind of use that as a guide as you're planning your boundaries. Mm. So a few kind of ideas are that, one, it can be really helpful to stick to as many normal habits and routines as you can, even if it's just small things. Like, if you have a daily meditation practice, that you stick to that 15 minutes. If you normally, you know, have a yogurt for breakfast every day, that you try to stick to that. Those things can just help maintain some stability and consistency.
A workout, maybe?
Yeah, workout, exactly. Whatever it is, it can be, it doesn't even have to be the big things, just the little things to kind of help the time feel less chaotic. And then in terms of setting boundaries, I think it's really important to think about what can you realistically do in, you know, the few weeks that is this holiday mm-hmm. season, and what can you skip? Maybe right. you love attending holiday events, but instead of going to all of them, you only go to one or two because you just don't have time. Or maybe you right. don't love going to the holiday events at all, and maybe one or two feels more manageable. I think financial boundaries is another really big one that comes up for folks around the holidays.
Huge.
Yeah, I think gift giving can get really expensive if that's a practice. So if gift giving has historically been a source of stress for you, I think it's worth asking your family, hey, can we have a specific dollar amount that's like a cap? Or, hey, maybe we actually are okay with just being together and, you know, gifts aren't necessary. But I think opening that conversation, and I think that sometimes you may find that other members of your family actually feel similarly to you and just, you know, didn't know how to start that conversation.
Yeah, that's huge, right? And also, it sounds like what you're saying is just, you know, it's the holidays. Yes, we have traditions and customs, but don't get caught up in the unnecessary.
That's another really big thing is when you're setting these boundaries for yourself, is making sure you're communicating those boundaries to the people in your life who are impacted by those boundaries. So, you know, for example, if at the holidays you really don't want your parents to make comments about your dating life, tell them that directly, that you would appreciate their support in keeping that topic off limits. And I think it's really helpful to keep those conversations like in the I, so using I statements. So I feel anxious during discussions about my dating life because it's a private part of my life and I'm not really ready to talk about it right now.
Exactly, 100%. Now on the flip side, you may have some other folks who don't have friends or don't have family to celebrate with for any number of reasons, right?
Right.
What can they do to take care of themselves, you know, if they're really experiencing that loneliness around the holidays?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you're in a situation where you are alone during the holidays, whatever holidays it is that you celebrate or don't celebrate, and for whatever reason you may be kind of spending more time alone than you might like, I think it's important to plan ahead as much as you can. It may feel really daunting to wake up that morning and be like, I've got this whole day and everyone else is busy and I'm not, and this is terrible. But instead, if you have a plan ahead of, hey, okay, you know what? I'm going to wake up. I'm going to spend some time making pancakes. I really love pancakes. I enjoy making them. I never have time because I'm so busy. I am going to FaceTime call with one of my close friends. I am going to take a walk around the block. You know, it doesn't have to be huge things, but just having some intentionality around the day so that it doesn't feel quite so daunting. And then I think also, you know, talking to friends or people in your life that you do, you know, maybe generally spend time with around, maybe there's ways you could kind of have mini celebrations that are kind of before that holiday or after the holiday, so that even if you can't be with folks that you care about on that actual day, that can also sometimes be helpful. And I think also like acknowledging the feelings that you are having. I think that there's, yes, you want to make a plan and focus on the positives, but also if you're feeling really sad, like feel sad and like acknowledge that feeling of sadness. Don't kind of berate yourself. I think sometimes we're afraid of our own emotions, especially kind of the ones that are hard.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more on your mental health.
Bandit and Chili are coming to a theatre near you.
Do you want to play musical statues with us?
Join the Healers in their first ever live stage show, Bluey's Big Play.
Look, Mum, Dad's playing with us.
A fun-filled show made for the whole family. It's Bluey brought to real life. Book now for Bluey's Big Play. We can't wait to see you there.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. So, Michelle, that's the holidays, but I want to ask about the winter more generally. What can we do to protect our mental health during those months?
Thank you. That's a great question. So I think, first of all, it's really helpful to try to get sunlight during the day. It's part of one of the things about winter. There's just less sunlight. We're coming to work, you know, and it's dark. We're leaving work and it's dark. So finding ways to, you know, maybe take a walk at lunch, just around your building, around your house, maybe moving your desk closer to a window. Maybe it's throwing open all the shades in your house first thing in the morning, getting as much sunlight in. Really trying to stick to a routine as much as you can. So, you know, whatever practices you currently have in place in your life, really trying not to let those kind of fall off during those cold, kind of dark months. And then really trying to incorporate movement as much as you can. If you can actually get outside to do that movement, that's great. If, you know, that movement is something like simple stretching inside when you wake up or taking the stairs at work instead of the elevator, that's also really great too. And then I would say really trying to find ways to plan ahead around social interactions. So just small ways that you can get out and interact with friends, interact with family, interact with other people that you know, even if it's just a coffee date or time at the park with your kids and maybe, you know, your friends' kids. Just ways to get that interaction that sometimes is missing during the winter months. And then the other, I think, big thing to say is that if these feelings are feeling really hard and really difficult, that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to seek professional help. And that's actually really important to know that that is an option out there.
Well, Michelle, let me ask you this question here, right? Because, you know, we're having this conversation and you're giving out some really good tips, some that, like I said, I'm going to take them and and use these for myself and share them with folks who need it. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone is listening right now, you know, and they're struggling with their own mental health right now, going through some things, what are some resources that are available to them that they can use to get some help?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say first and foremost, if you are in crisis, you know, if you are really, really struggling and you are in crisis, I would highly recommend calling 988. It's the 3-digit behavioral health crisis line. It's available across the country. It's available here in Massachusetts. Giving that a call and talking to folks there if, you know, if you're feeling like you're in urgent crisis at any point during this holiday season or really any time in the year at all. And we also have a lot of great free resources here at NAMI Massachusetts. So like I mentioned earlier, we do have free support groups. Most of them meet virtually, so you don't have to go out in the cold to get to them. So we have them for people who are living with mental health challenges, and they're run by others who are dealing with mental health challenges themselves, who are trained, certified group leaders. And then we also have support groups that are for families of people who are living with mental health challenges who need that support in their role as a caregiver. And so those support groups, totally free. There's more information on our website, namimass.org. And then, of course, also, I can't stress enough calling our Compass Helpline. It is a resource and referral phone line that helps people navigate the mental health system in Massachusetts. So it's not a crisis line. 988 is a crisis line, but they'll help you problem solve, identify next steps. And the number for the Compass Helpline is 617-704-6264.
Michelle, thank you so much for this.
Thank
you. I feel better already.
Glad to hear it.
That's Michelle Ward Gillis of NAMI Massachusetts. And if you need support with your mental health, help is available. You can call 988, the crisis hotline, or you can go to namimass.org. That's namimass.org. And that's all for today. The Common is produced by Caitlin Harrop and Franny Monahan. The show is mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vikas. It's edited by Ben Brock Johnson. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Darryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you soon.